You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Collin County may be known as one of the most reliably conservative places in Texas, but a small town in Collin County now has an openly transgender mayor, a first for the state of Texas. Jess Herbst became mayor of New Hope last May when the previous mayor died of a heart attack. Well, as the longest-serving alderman on the town council, she was next in line. But she just came out publicly as a trans woman with an open letter to her constituents on the town's website. And she joins us now. Mayor Herbst, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me on.
This hasn't really been much of a secret in New Hope, or has it?
Well, it certainly has not. It's not been a closed secret. It's been as open as I can make it. I have been blogging for several years now. I have an open Facebook page. I have not made it, you know, I've not flaunted it in anyone's face, but I certainly have not gone out of my way to keep people from discovering this.
And what's the reaction been like in New Hope?
It has been absolutely phenomenal. I had hoped for tolerance, and I have been met with overwhelming support. The townspeople are just amazing. I'm truly, truly one of the luckiest people on the face of the earth.
And you said that on your personal blog that you mentioned a moment ago that you began transitioning several years ago, and you've certainly discussed your life and related issues as a trans woman. Were your colleagues and townspeople aware of your identity when you became mayor? Was anyone aware of where you were with all of this?
I don't think anyone was actually aware of who I was. If they were, they certainly did not let on. I was not, I was not making it public knowledge. I was not hiding it. I knew at the time that I was appointed mayor that I'd been doing HRT for about a year and a half at the time.
That's a hormone replacement therapy?
Hormone replacement therapy, mm-hmm. Yes. And really my intention was that once the changes became obvious, I would just simply resign and slip away. Well, we had the unfortunate event with the mayor having passed away, mm-hmm. and me being appointed mayor, and I knew at that point that if I was going to remain as mayor for this town, I had to, you know, make sure that everybody knew the truth about me. I could not continue without them knowing. It would not be honest or fair to the citizens.
And what motivated you to write this open letter to your town now?
Well, when I became mayor and determined I was going to stay that way, I realized that I was going to have to come out. And that also told me that, you know, everybody was going to know at that point. So I knew I had to tell as many people in my life as possible. I didn't want to surprise anybody. I also wanted to tell everybody I could on a one-to-one personal level. And I did that with each of the council people. I called them aside starting last fall and explained who I was and what it was. But then I got to the point where I couldn't go just door to door for everybody. So I had to come up with a way to tell 700 people at once. And that's where I came up with the idea of the open letter and posted on social media a couple weeks ago. And my responses have just been phenomenal.
Let's talk a little bit about who you are, because, I mean, people who have read the blog know more about you. Obviously, people in New Hope know a lot more about you. You have a family, right? How long have you been in New Hope?
Well, I've been in New Hope since 1999. I live on the property that my wife grew up on. I do have a wife and two daughters. I've been married for 36 years. My daughters are in their mid-20s. My daughters have known for around 8 years. They've been amazingly supportive. It would be unfair to say that my wife has known I was transgender since before we married, but she has known of my feminine side. Neither she nor I had even heard the word transgender in 1978 when we began dating. But it's always been there with us, and it's been something that we have both known for decades. About 12 years ago, we began to realize exactly what transgender was and realized that that's exactly what I was. So I've never had it. I've never kept it a secret from her. And I think that goes a long way toward explaining why I've been married for 36 years.
You know, you're not the first transgender politician in the state of Texas.
That's I sort of wonder though, in a place like Texas, given that well, we all know sort of the political climate here. Do you want to continue in politics? Or are you happy just being the mayor of New Hope? Or how does this affect your calculus professionally moving forward?
Well, that is a good question, and something that I think I will be far more prepared to answer if you ask me this time next year. I certainly enjoy my role as mayor. I feel like there's a lot of things that need to be done in this town, and there are things that I am doing that I'm getting very good feedback on, and we'll see how the political climate goes forward. You know, the U.S. political scene has changed radically, and don't really know what's going to happen between now and then. I'm going to take everything on a day-by-day basis.
Of course, I suppose I'd be remiss not to ask you about how the conversation around, well, the bathroom bill is, as you're aware, you must be dragged into that quite frequently.
Yes, it is a subject that I hear endlessly. And, you know, in my opinion, the whole bathroom issue is extremely, just, it's silly. There's already laws in place that protect people in the bathroom. You're not allowed to go in a bathroom and attack anybody, whether you're a transgender or not. That law is there. And it's not like, you know, a criminal is going to go, well, it's okay to attack somebody. There is a law against it, but I'll, you know, I don't care about it. Oh, wait, it's against the law to go to the bathroom. Now I'm not crossing that line. It's just silly. It's a nonsense law. And, you know, I'm hoping that people will understand that. And fortunately, I think the state of Texas has seen the ramifications of North Carolina, and people in Texas are pretty sharp. They will, they know a losing horse when they see it.
You know, I suppose I should ask you about this because it's the elephant in the room that, in a sense, nobody really talks about. And that's, you're getting all this attention because you're a transgender mayor in Deep Red, Texas, right? I'm sort of wondering what you make of the idea that, I suppose there's a presumption that there's going to be a lot of anti-transgender bigotry in a small town in Collin County.
Well, I'd say that they really don't understand Texas people as much as they think they do. You know, we're a small town, we're a small community, and people here, you know, they want to go about their business. They have goals in life. And as long as people are good to each other, people really don't make a big stink out of things. I've been absolutely overwhelmed at how supportive people have been, and it has not been a big deal. I had a reporter today who was telling me he had interviewed somebody on the street, and the reporter said, well, how do you feel about your transgender mayor? And the response was, oh, yeah, well, I don't care about that. Let's talk about these trailers over here next door. Now, we need to do something about this trash. You know, people are concerned about real issues, not whether I'm wearing, you know, a suit or a dress.
Jess Herbst is the mayor of New Hope, Texas, in Collin County. Mayor Herbst, thanks so much for your time.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you.